Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you nervous about an upcoming job interview? Or you just want to be better in job interviews in general? Well, today I'm going to share 4 tips on it. So thank you for being here and taking time out to improve your life and therefore the lives of others around you. Also, if you've not done so, please leave a rating on Apple or Spotify podcasts. It really helps impact more people's lives. So I went through job interviews. How many did I go through? I probably went through about 10 in the spaces of 18 months. It was quite a lot. And I got a couple of the jobs. Well, more than 18 months, actually. Maybe it's 2-3 years. And I got a couple of the jobs, I got some promotions, but there are a lot of ones where I just missed out or the other person had a stronger skill set. But through the whole process, I really got better with my job interview techniques. I became stronger and stronger and stronger and got some feedback. And I learned what my strengths were and what I really could do more of in job interviews. And when I came to the ideal job I wanted, this was a few years ago now, I got it easily because I knew all the ingredients I needed in order to be successful in that interview. So that's what I want to share with you today. I want to make these short and sweet. And also I've had people recently feedback about the last job interview episode I did. And that was months back. I can't give you a date on when it was, but obviously you've got the updated version now because I've learned a lot more through my personal growth journey recently and can take in more recent experiences. And I know a lot of people really struggle with job interviews. They get very nervous. It's often we're so fixated on an outcome, and I was there, that we forget we're not in control of the outcome. We're only in control of what we can do. So I wanted to give you a few tips. And the first one is actually this. Focus on what you can control rather than what you can't. What can you control? You can control and influence. So you can control your own thoughts. You can control your own actions. You can influence the outcome by being the best you. However, I've seen this in business as well, particularly in coaching businesses. And I'm not going to sit here and say I've never been someone who's not worried about the outcome when I couldn't control it, because I have in business and in jobs. However, as I've matured and gone through the personal growth journey, I've learned to let go of it a lot more. If you go to a job interview, you give your best, you give the interview, or you do the best you can on the day, you can't do anything else. Let's just be honest. You cannot control the outcome. If you get it, great. If you don't get it, okay. Move on to the next one. Something better is coming along. Focus on what you can control rather than you can't. And this includes not just job interviews, but life. When you're dating, when you're out in your business deals, when you're interacting with other people. Too many of us focus on what we can't control, which is other people. We need to focus on what we can. So focus on that in your job interviews. The second point I want to make is just remember everybody gets nervous. Now, I know that's not necessarily what you hear, but I want you to recognize you're feeling nervous and say it's okay. I got nervous for job interviews. I get nervous before I'm doing like a big speech or whatever. It's normal. It's okay. It's not, and don't try and brush it away like I'm not nervous because the feeling's just going to come back. The more present you can be of your feelings, the better. Okay, now I'm going to go a little bit more into the strategy on the next 2 points. So we talked a little bit about the mind, the psychology, focusing on what you can control, and remembering that it's okay to feel nervous and acknowledging that and talking to yourself kindly. I should include in that point as well. So the third point is practice out loud and do mock interviews. I gave this point to a few people recently, and they said it's really, really helped them. when you say practice something in your head, it is completely different to what it sounds out loud. So practice saying things yourself out loud in the bathroom. If you're worried about what you sound like to other family members or friends, well, you're just being ridiculous. I'm just going to be totally transparent with you. Do you want to get the job or not? Okay. So just practice saying things out loud to yourself. If you need to, go and explain it to them. Say, I'm going to be practicing a bit of talking to myself in my interviews. Look, do you want the job at the end of the day or not? If you do, practice before you go into it. Saying it out loud, reading out loud your answers, because the more you can say something, the better you're going to be when you come into the actual situations. And do mock interviews with people as well. You can get, I remember getting lots of people to give me mock interviews, and they therefore were able to give me some feedback as well. But when you actually practice, you can never replace a real thing. However, when you practice something more and more and more, you're going to be more comfortable when you come to the actual situation. It's like a professional athlete, a professional football player, for example. They train and train and train. They can never match the real thing. But the reason they train every day, pretty much, is to get themselves ready and psyched up for that actual event. Do the same for mock interviews. And then the fourth point, work on your body language, because your body language gives off more signals than your actual words. I remember really going home and hammering home mastering my body language when I went into one job, that interview that I passed and got in really, really well and got the awesome job. And that was a lot I put down to my confident body language. I looked at the nonverbal cue of the two interviewing me. And this is way before COVID, so it was in a room and everything like that. Obviously, these are more happening again now. But I was sitting up straight. I was smiling where possible. I was looking at them in the eye. And it gave off some very positive signals. I could see they were like nodding their head. However, I can remember there were times when I had my head down. I was not looking in the eye. And I can see their body language responding. As human beings, we pick up a lot more from people's nonverbal cues and verbals. So practice walk to yourself again. Practice walking up straight. Practice smiling. Practice giving eye contact with yourself in the mirror and with other people, because your body language is really going to be key in job interviews. Okay, we get nerves. That's okay. But don't let it hold you back. Acknowledge it. But use some of the strategies I've told you today. I had to go through so many interviews and I learned what worked and what didn't. And as I've had a lot of feedback on this recently, I really wanted to give a new updated episode on how you can really become more confident in job interviews. Take one thing, at least a couple of things if possible, what I've talked about, and incorporate that into your next job interview. And then my final bonus tip today is anticipate the questions in advance. There's always going to be the same kind of basic questions of, you know, why are you interested? What are you going to bring this? Obviously, depending on the industry, they're going to ask you specifics, but they're usually the same basic questions that come up, like, why are you interested? What value are you going to give us? Those kind of things. What value are you going to give the organization is a key one. So you can bullet point your answers and therefore you're prepared for those kind of questions. If you do your homework, if you do understand it, you should anticipate. You can't anticipate every question, but you should know the answers to the main stuff they might ask you. I remember going into job interviews and actually not anticipating the questions and giving some good answers on some of the more generic ones, but not going into the specifics, not giving detailed stats and information like that. So that kind of cost me, I remember, in one job. So make sure you do your homework on the kind of questions. Don't worry about every single thing they're going to ask, but at least know some of the basic questions they may be asking you. And actually, a final point I want to raise is a couple of people have asked me, well, What do I say if I don't really want the job? Why are you applying then? That'd be my answer. If you don't know the answer for why you want the job, and you know, sometimes, yeah, maybe it is a little bit for the money and you need it, but there's got to be something vaguely. If there's something you can't say at all good about why you want the job, then why would you be applying? So make sure you've got the answers in advance to some of the basic questions prepared. So that's what I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I do hope it helps with your next job interview. I respect you for taking the time to improve your life and therefore the lives of others around you. And once again, if you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple or Spotify. I'm not a massive organization with loads and loads of ads. So these reviews all help to reach people and make more of an impact to help change the world with people's self-confidence. I appreciate you and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.